check in with our buddy Jason Cans. He's wide awake and ready to go in Eau Claire. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Mark.
Now, I've been outside already and traveled to the radio station. I presume you haven't been outside yet.
I have not been outside. I'm looking out my window right now.
Some freezing rain kind of slickening the conditions and creating kind of a thick material that needs to be scraped off the windshield this morning if you parked outside. So giving you a forewarning on that. So
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. It is January 22nd, and one of the things that stands out for sure on this, and actually, as we're just 15 minutes into the show, we want to use this as a springboard today. Roe versus Wade, legalizing abortion through all 9 months of a woman's pregnancy. January 22nd, 1973. It was a 7-2 decision. It wasn't 5-4. It wasn't 6-3. 7-2, authored by Harry Blackmun of Minnesota. And so we want to create a celebration of life here on the air today. And we want to talk about that, and we're going to throw it out to the listeners in terms of, you know, celebrating, you know, those who gave birth. And Hillary's going to be joining the show, a mother of two, talking about that. But also, how many kids do you got? How many grandkids? Anybody out there who's got great-grandkids, let us know on our listener line at 715-396-1670. And Jason, when we talk about, I guess, the sanctity of life, the preciousness of life, I mean, it's not only at the beginning, I mean, from the earliest stages, but as we get older too, right? I mean, just every bit of life. In Psalm 139 about how fearfully and wonderfully made we are. And you even got some information regarding a family member that's kind of concerning you, and you're asking for prayer today, right?
Yeah. So, you know, just kind of first on what you said, I think as I more and more recognize the uniqueness and the beauty of being God's image bearers, you know, that I think you're exactly right. Whatever stage of life we are in, we need to celebrate that. In terms of the family member, so my stepdad was having some odd symptoms over the last couple of weeks and went to the hospital a couple days ago. Yesterday they did a brain scan and found out that he has a pretty large tumor in the right front part of his brain. And so he is having surgery at 7:30 this morning to take that out. I had a chance to talk to the surgeon yesterday, which was good. If you're going to have a brain tumor, which nobody ever wants, it's actually a good one to have. So the surgeon is pretty hopeful that he'll be able to get it all. But of course, there's all of that anxiousness and anxiety and fear surrounding that, as they go into the day-to-day. My wife, bless her heart, jumped into the car and drove over there yesterday to be with my mom and so forth. So
just diagnosed yesterday and today, this morning, in less than 2 hours, the surgery.
Yeah, the surgeon told me that he said the stars had to align for it to happen this quickly.
Wow.
I'm really grateful that it happened. You know, for them to sit with that anxiety for a week, I think that would have been hard, but they're moving forward. So,
and our church has prayer on Tuesday nights. We call it Tacos and Prayer. And so I was lifting you up not only for your stepdad and that surgery, mm-hmm. but then your birth dad also has been battling some health issues too, right?
So, yeah, so my father, my biological dad, has a year and a half ago, I think he was diagnosed with throat cancer and went through treatment. That went well, but now he has lung cancer. And so he is dealing with that currently. Mm. And, I think that I was just struck it was impressed upon me this morning, the preciousness of life.
Yeah.
I've got an aunt and uncle who are in their 80s and are both really struggling with pneumonia right now. And it just seems like there's a lot of hard mm-hmm. around us. And how as believers can we be light in these hard circumstances?
Absolutely. And so we've got a great tune that's going to express that here in just a moment. Our own Carol Stewart just lost her mom. She lost her dad a number of years ago, and her parents had been married, I think, an incredible 65 years, but she just lost her mom, who was well into her 90s, Carol from the Sheboygan area, and we've got a staff gathering today, And so looking forward to seeing her and hugging her and blessing her. But, I mean, yeah, life is short, and it is, and it's precious. I mean, and that's the tune we've got here from Wes King. And I don't know, just in closing here, the couple of verses I think of, certainly Psalm 139, encourage people to check that one out on this Roe versus Wade anniversary day in terms of the sacredness and preciousness of life. I guess New Testament-wise, I mean, just James says, you know, that life is like a vapor. It's like a mist. It's sacred, but it's so short, right?
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, we'll keep in, again, your stepdad, 7:30, that surgery. Please update us tomorrow, okay? And we'll pray for him.
Will do.
Thanks a lot. Well, we've been taking calls throughout the morning here on this Roe versus Wade anniversary day, legalizing abortion 47 years ago today. But celebrating life and asking you at 396-1670 how many kids, grandkids, even great-grandkids do you have, and been getting a good response.
Absolutely, and we'd love to hear it in your own voice if you'd be willing at 715-396-1670. Just a short voicemail, kind of a shout-out to your kids if you want to give names or ages or just something that you love about them, why you praise God for the kids, grandkids, great-grandkids. I don't know if we have any great-greats out there as well. I mean, that would be fantastic.
People are living longer and longer. Why not?
Why not, indeed. So, yes, I think you all know, like, I have two wonderful children that I love dearly, and I'm thankful for them every single day.
Now, they're teenagers, so tell us the truth, though.
It's a challenge, and I still love them no matter what, because that's how a mom's heart is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and thinking about this, and I loved it, too, again, on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, as Mark suggested to us last night, let's celebrate life, and certainly we take a stand for pro-life and the crisis pregnancy centers in our area, but today, let's take a chance to just celebrate the amazing gift of children, the amazing gift of life, and I know my three, Lillian, Cooper, and Nora, I like Hillary mentioned, I'm so thankful for them, and it's not always an easy road being a parent, but I cannot imagine, you know, honestly, even going back to my single days, it's like, what did I do with my time?
I
love being able to have this journey with my wife of being parents, even to what I mentioned the other day, I think off the air. I love that my littlest, Nora, still loves to snuggle in bed with mom and dad, because that's not going to last forever. And
no.
And she was up way too late last night, and she wanted to snuggle with us again. But, man, it was just a sweet, sweet time with my baby girl.
Yeah. I think about the documentary Everyday Miracle Birth, and the most incredible miracle being there for the birth of our four children. Unbelievable, right? I mean, it just takes you to
it's
a whole
life-changing.
New round. It is.
It really is.
For sure.
Wonderful. And, you know, even in the teenage years, it's hard, not going to lie. But every single day, my children do bring a smile to my face in some way, even if it's a smile of, I can't believe they just did that. What? I can't believe they just said that.
I know yesterday was an International Hug Day or something like that.
Yeah.
If I can just say from my experience being a teenager, and I have not parented teenagers yet, but just hug on them.
Yes,
man,
totally.
I was not always an easy teenager to deal with, but my mom and my dad, they just hug on me.
Yeah.
And even though it's like, like, man, I appreciated that.
I know. And so, even in retrospect, you remember that. Wow, they hugged me even when I was a prickly little porcupine.
Right. Hug on them today.
Yay.
And shout them out to
well,
us.
Well, I thought
here.
About that because we talked about yesterday about the hugs and the 20 seconds. And I think my wife and I hugged longer. I don't know if we made 20, but I saw her hugging one of our teens last night. And I think it did reach that 20 seconds.
My wife wondered why I was looking at my watch as we were.
Yeah.
Speaking of teens, Mark Twain famously said, when a boy turns 13, put him in a barrel and feed him through a knot hole. When he turns 16, plug the hole. So I don't know. Hopefully
nice.
That's not what you do. But Riley Clemens, WWIB, let's hear from you on your kids and grandkids. 396-1670, WWIB. All right, it is Roe versus Wade anniversary today, 47 years since abortion was legalized through all 9 months of a woman's pregnancy. But we're focusing on celebrating life today and asking our listeners what?
Well, we really want to hear just your shout-outs of joy for children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, even great-greats if you have them. We'd love to hear it in your own words. You can text, or we'd love to hear it in a voicemail at 715-396-1670. Name your children if you want to give names or ages or something special about them, or just how many you have and why you praise God for the gift of life.
Perhaps if you have a teenager and, you know, sometimes it's fun just to rib them a little bit, you could identify them by your most loved pet nickname for them. They would love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they would love that. So, Hillary, why don't you lead the way?
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, she's asking you to do it, folks, but she's not doing it. Yeah, we know how that goes.
Like sandwiches.
Calls throughout the morning. What was that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what either of you said, but I heard a sandwiches and a who like I. Oh.
I said I don't know that we had a plan.
We didn't have a plan.
Yeah. But I had a very sudden plan about sandwiches. Okay. And the earth. But...
Let's hear your earth sandwich story.
Okay, so. Two men, two slices of bread, and 7,906 miles of filling. An Auckland University student has created an earth sandwich with a complete stranger in Spain after a long search for an accomplice. So, his name is Etienne. He placed a slice of white bread, didn't even use honey wheat, on the ground at Buckland's Beach in Auckland, New Zealand, using longitude and latitude to ensure he was precisely opposite a volunteer he had found in the south of Spain after posting for help on social media. Of course, he's Reddit. The two men, total strangers, had 7,906 miles of earth between them, creating an earth sandwich.
Oh my, that's awesome.
Etienne said, yep, this was a long-term goal of mine. Not sure what he's going to do next.
Hashtag but, goals.
Right?
You got to do something, so why not?
And it was bring your own bread. So
thankfully
I'm going to
do it today,
his...
but it's going to be open faced.
I thought that was a Danish thing, was open faced.
No, an open faced sandwich is a sandwich, like you, an open faced egg salad sandwich is just on one side.
Yeah, that's like
open faced sandwiches.
That's what I was taught was part of like my Danish heritage is like,
oh,
yeah.
You meant like Danish, like the pastry.
No. Those are good as well, too. But it's like, oh, yeah, they never put the other half on their sandwiches, those weird Danish people.
I'm going to do it today, but it's going to be open faced.
Speaking of cold,
falling temperatures means falling iguanas in Florida.
Florida just has the most interesting people and events.
Oh my goodness.
Do elaborate.
So apparently the National Weather Service tweeted to our Floridian friends.
Because of course.
Don't be surprised if you see iguanas falling from the trees tonight. As lows drop into the 30s and 40s, iguanas often sleep in trees. So when their bodies go dormant, they appear to fall from the sky into streets, cars, pools, even people.
You know how some of those people, it's like, oh, well, you know, will you go out with me? When pigs fly, what
when
if it's
iguanas
like when iguanas fall? Thump. All
right. Oh, snap. Yeah, and they're up to 5 feet long. Adult males can reach 5 feet in length.
That is very large.
They're
again, the domestic
large.
Iguanas that I have seen in pet stores do not seem nearly
But think
that
how long
large.
That tail is.
True.
Think
true.
I like when we go, there's a pet store in town that has iguanas, and when one iguana is out walking around in the store and loose, I've seen them tie a helium balloon on his tail so that they, like, people aren't surprised by him.
So
I
again,
love that.
Up to 5 feet in length for adult males and up to 20 pounds. That's a fairly large object falling from the treetops on you.
Item, yes. And they really do go into tippy-toppies of trees. I learned that when I was in Ecuador. Iguanas love lazing in the tops of the trees, and you got to watch where
and
you're
when
walking.
It gets, I mean, in poor Florida, because I've heard that some of their water parks have even had to close recently because it's just chilly
so
down
chilly.
There.
No water parks for you.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.